Welcome to this podcast on being a dementia friend, what this means and how they can help. Almost everyone at some point in their lives will either know someone or be impacted by the effects of dementia. This podcast is to provide a little bit of information and maybe dispel some of the myths surrounding dementia. My name is Ruth Mayer and I head up the court protection team at Boies Turner. Joining me today is Charlene Hughes, who is a court protection solicitor as well as dementia friend. Hello, Charlene. How are you?
I'm very well, Ruth. Thank you.
So, Charlene, tell me, what is a dementia friend?
Dementia Friend is an initiative of the Alzheimer's Society. It's actually the biggest ever initiative committed to changing people's perceptions of dementia. So the aim of the initiative is to transform the way the nation thinks, acts, and talks about dementia. Now, a dementia friend is someone that learns about dementia and the small ways they can help their community. A dementia friend helps people living with dementia by taking actions. These can be big and small. Now, an action doesn't have to be time consuming and every action counts. An action could be something as simple as wearing a dementia friend's badge. Now, the dementia friend's badge, which you can only get by becoming a dementia friend, is a forget-me-not flower. This flower represents remembrance and is long associated with dementia.
That's lovely. So how did you become involved with Dementia Friends?
Well, I attended a Dementia Friend session back in 2015. At the time, I didn't know anyone with dementia and I purely attended out of interest. I went to the information session and it really stuck with me and got me thinking about dementia. There is, sadly, a stigma associated with dementia and it's something we need to work on as a society to address. And we can do that by educating ourselves more about dementia. Essentially, we just need to be more aware of dementia and have a better understanding of it. So for an example, most people would think of a person with dementia as someone who is suffering with dementia. However, that's quite a negative way to think about dementia, and it is possible to live well with dementia. When I attended the information session, I found it a really positive experience and I wanted to share that with others. So not only did I become a dementia friend, I actually went on to complete induction training and I became a dementia friend champion. As a champion, I deliver information sessions myself, which I really enjoy. From the information sessions, there's lots of important messages to take and they always get lots of good feedback, which is great to hear.
So how can someone become a dementia friend?
So at the moment, there are currently over 3 million dementia friends in the UK, and it's actually really easy to become a dementia friend. So anyone can become a dementia friend, even children. If you would like to become a dementia friend, then all you need to do is participate in a dementia information session. Now, these sessions are run by dementia friend champions, such as myself. The sessions usually take place in person and last 45 to 60 minutes. Now, the sessions help you understand what it's like to live with dementia and the actions you can take. Now, due to the pandemic, sessions have been taking place online rather than in person. If you can't attend a session, then it's also possible to watch an online video on the Dementia Friends website. And I'll give you the email address for that, which is www.dementiafriends.org.uk.
You mentioned a Dementia Friends champion. So what exactly is that?
A Dementia Friends champion is a trained volunteer who runs information sessions. So a champion is there to encourage people to learn a little more about dementia and hopefully to inspire others to make a positive difference. There are currently over 10,000 champions, which is great. Now, it's important to remember a Dementia Friends champion is not an expert in dementia or a replacement for trained healthcare professionals. A Dementia Friends champion is there to help others understand a little more about what it's like to live with dementia and the small things that can make a difference to someone living with dementia. Again, due to the pandemic, it's not possible to become a Dementia Friends champion at the moment as Dementia Friends aren't running induction days. However, Dementia Friends are looking into virtual inductions. So what I would say is watch this space. One thing to note, if you're interested in becoming a Dementia Friends champion, then you have to be over 16. If you would be interested in finding out more about becoming a champion, then you can register your interest online on the Dementia Friends website.
So tell me, Charlene, what is dementia?
That's a good one, Ruth. Dementia, there's lots to know about it. Dementia isn't a natural part of aging. It occurs when the brain is affected by disease. There are lots of different types of dementia, and no two types of dementia are the same. Different types of dementia cause damage to different parts of the brain. Now, the most common type of dementia that most people would know about is Alzheimer's, but there are other types, and these include vascular dementia, frontotemporal dementia, and dementia with Lewy bodies. Now, the symptoms most people would associate with dementia are memory loss, difficulties with problem solving, and changes in mood and behaviour. These are just a few of the main symptoms. Now, different types of dementia affect the brain in different ways and at different rates. So, for example, Alzheimer's tends to start slowly and progresses gradually. Vascular dementia often progresses in a stepped way. So this means symptoms are stable for a while and then suddenly get worse. A person's experience of living with dementia will be unique to them.
So do you think people shy away from talking about dementia?
Yes, I think that sometimes they do. And that's probably because they don't really know enough about it. Dementia is one of the greatest challenges faced by our society today. The reality is dementia is likely to affect most of us one way or another during our lifetime. 1 in 3 people will develop dementia in their lifetime, and 1 in 9 people will have caring responsibilities. There are around 850,000 people in the UK currently living with dementia. So it's clear from the figures that dementia is a challenge which we have to face. Therefore, it's important to raise awareness of dementia so that society has a better understanding of the condition that so many people are living with. There are many important things that you should know about dementia. For example, dementia is not exclusively an older person's disease. Younger people can get dementia. There are, in fact, over 40,000 people under 65 in the UK with dementia, and this is known as early onset dementia.
Gosh, that's an interesting fact, but also slightly worrying. So what practical things can be put in place to help someone with dementia?
So living with dementia does present challenges, and I would say even more so during the pandemic, where social isolation has been a real issue. Now, even though restrictions have eased, it may be that someone living with dementia is anxious about going out and about again. They may have lost confidence or skills due to lockdowns and lack of social contact with others. A person living with dementia may no longer recognise familiar people or places they have not seen or been to for a while. Now, whilst restrictions have eased, many shops and services are still keeping specific measures such as face masks. Someone living with dementia may feel disorientated, confused, or even unsettled by these measures. Now, as I touched upon earlier, everyone experiences dementia in their own way. Some people living with dementia may need more support than others, or they may need support sooner than others. Although there is currently no cure for dementia, it is possible to live well with dementia. Now, there are plenty of things you can do to support someone living with dementia. If you know someone living with dementia, then keep in regular contact with them and encourage them to stay active. This could be something as simple as going for a walk or doing a jigsaw. If someone living with dementia is struggling to adjust with the easing of restrictions, then you could help them build up their confidence by going out on short trips to the same place and then building up to longer trips to the same place or trips to different places. You could also go shopping at quieter times of day. It's also important to think about making a person's home dementia friendly. Now, there are various items that you can buy to make a person's home safer: automatic timers for lights and heating, making sure smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors are installed. There's also technology that can help a person. So this could be help with daily tasks, such as reminders to take medication or to attend appointments. There are lots of free resources and guides available online, and I would suggest anyone wanting to find out more, go to the Alzheimer's website. That's a really good starting point. And the website for the Alzheimer's Society is www.alzheimers.org.uk.
Charlene, that's provided a really fascinating insight. Thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. I'm sure the information is going to help a lot of people. Bye then.
Thanks, Ruth. Bye.
And finally, if you would like more information on becoming a dementia friend or the work we do in the Quarter Protection team, then please go to boysturnerclaims.com and look at the link to Quarter Protection.